this meeting to order. I now said it is being recorded. Anybody from the public here for public comment? If not, does everybody have a copy of their minutes or had a chance to look over the minutes from the March 12th meeting?
Yes.
Why should I announce who's here?
Roll call, sorry. Go ahead.
Dave Dearborn, present.
Yeah, Bob Grace here.
David Knapp here.
Rusty Elchinski here. Thank you, Bob.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes of the March meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
There's also minutes from the special meeting that we had on the 12th.
Yep.
So those are behind the regular meeting minutes.
All those.
Right behind, right before the financials.
That's the 20th.
Yep.
I'm going to make a motion to accept the minutes of the special meeting of March 21st.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Move on to staff reports. Shelley?
Okay. All right, for our balance sheet, in our checking and savings, we have $4,693,439. Our total current assets, $10,024,315. Our total fixed assets, $2,106,815, bringing all of our assets to $12,272,064. Our liabilities, $110,347. Equity, $12,161,717. And our grand total liabilities and equity, $12,272,064. Our P&L, our expenses through April 4th, should have been March 31st, $317,777. Total expenses, $205,230. And our income is $112,546 through April 4th. The next page is the open invoices. Advantage Puck has paid two of their invoices. They only owe the $3,080. Great Lakes Manufacturing paid their invoice $3,094. This was their rent for the first quarter, so they've paid that one. And then the last section that I gave to you is the loan payment status report. Most of these that are 3 days over, most of them have now paid in the last couple of days. Loan 7015, she is up to date. This is the COVID, the COVID deal, but she is up to date other than that.
On your open invoices, we have a process when something gets so many days old.
We do not have a process.
Should we?
Yes.
If they are too old, then I know that Tammy used to email them or.
We should just have an automatic that's over 30.
Over
they
X,
letter.
They get a call. Over X, they get an email.
Because sometimes you just need to ask.
Yeah.
Or it needs to get in front of somebody.
Yeah,
well, and I don't know, too, like, would it be appropriate to send, you know, the statements that have everything that they owed and on the bottom?
I would be sending a statement to anybody who has a balance. I mean, we're not talking
just,
about
just statements. With a note saying, you know.
Yeah, we just always just even handwrite a note. Please call me on these two or, you know, we need to set up arrangement.
I would let our executive director set up how he wants to approach that going forward.
I agree.
I do have the check detail, too, that you, if anybody wants to see it, it is right there for your viewing.
Shelley, just a question on the profit and loss. The under the grants, the 37,500 negative number, is that just because you transferred it to CIDC?
I did transfer it.
Okay, so under a under an income, it was minus because of the transfer.
Yes. Yep.
So CIDC now has the full $1.5 million RACP grant.
Correct.
So.
And because of all our transition, did we have a full budget done for this
no,
year?
No, that is okay. That is something.
So we
that,
can't really say if we're on budget. Okay,
correct.
No. Yeah, Ben was supposed to meet last Monday with me, and that's tomorrow.
Not a problem. Just asking.
Yep. He was sick last week.
Anybody want to make a motion to
approve
financials?
I will make a motion to accept the financials as they were presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Perfect. Facilities report. Mr. Plotz.
Okay. Micronics, rooftop unit. Actually talking with the roofer for, we'll get to that though. It's almost finished, rooftop unit number 15 over Micronics. They've been waiting all this time for an economizer, and then it wasn't complete when it came, so. So they're waiting for parts still. Rave hasn't scheduled in the new coil for Micronics, or for the number 8 over Micronics. They have it, they just need to schedule it. I still have John rewiring in the common area, one plastics. And I just told him this morning we're gonna have to wrap it up because we're gonna have to move outside here. Got the auction underway. I checked on the mowers this morning. One is at 3,000, one's at 4,000. And I set the minimum.
Is that the hours?
Yeah, those are.
Yeah, the big ones.
Yes.
Set the minimum. One is 9,000, one's 9,500. So if they don't sell.
And that was based on Dave called over to Green Hill.
Green Hill.
To get a,
yeah, and actually they called up and they quoted 10 and 10.5. So. And Entech still downsizing, as you know. Steve Daniels, I called him, still haven't scheduled in when he's gonna start figuring out that problem between Puck and Entech. The stairway to the upstairs offices is looking great. Myers is doing a really good job. They won't do the whole thing. I only had him go so much of it, I'm going to be putting in the doors, I'm going to be putting in the wiring.
It does look good though.
I'll fit it in. Yeah. and here we go. I finally got Pittsburgh, the ones that installed the solar array, I got them to answer the phone. I know Shelley called them, and I called them, left a message a couple times, and they never answered back. And this time I called up, hung up before I left a message. And then they called me back. but anyway, I told them what was going on and they said they'd be willing to send an estimate of what it would cost to replace them. I told them, I said, I don't know if you'd be doing the work. Probably wouldn't. But they said they still could send them. And I was getting really frustrated trying to find contacts that would even talk to you. I called Solar Liberty out of Buffalo, and they turned out to be the best contact. They're not really interested in servicing that or even coming to repair it. But I was looking at their website while I was talking with them, and I saw that they do lease. I said, well, would you guys be interested in leasing? We've got, the array is up, the framework is up, the wiring's in. And he says, where exactly is that? I gave him the address and he Googled it. He says, it's a pretty good size. Yes. He says, we'll be getting back to you on that. So it'd be nice if they're leasing use.
Yeah.
But they go into Ohio, I'm thinking they go a little north of that too, but I know Pennsylvania, Ohio, and New York.
Are they the ones that did Sherman?
I think so.
That's huge.
Boy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Covers acres and acres and acres.
Yeah. But still, if they were to come in and put in some of the size that we have, I would be interested in all of it. And we have it all there. Canada's security is still having trouble with the internet at 1524.
Yeah, we're waiting for them to get a quote on getting TechWorks and CETO.
King.
With King, that's put the board in there together, because there's so many, when you're looking at the server in there, it's just it's a spaghetti mess. Nobody knows where it's going, so they all have to be on hand. I know Joe from Canada Lake needs to have them there so we can hook up our cameras. So just waiting for them to all have time to be able to get there together. So.
You just pull some wires out there?
Yeah. That was the intention. Once everybody identified what they had, they were going to get rid of the stuff that they knew they didn't need.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so.
All right. Camera and the electronic access, of course, is in for the hospital storage area. I have the tile in the women's restroom. It's like two-thirds done. And the girls are very happy with it. Titan Roofing. I've talked with them. They have looked at Thermafab, and they believe there's enough damage to get that replaced, the roofing on that. They're trying to make that's who's crowing at me. They'd like to meet with me this afternoon to look at Enterprise and One Plastics.
Oh, nice.
But they told me some of the things to look for over at Enterprise, and like the metal on the new roof. Flashing in that is all dented.
Oh boy, yeah. I don't doubt it.
And he says, because of that metal roof, he says it's going to be a whole lot easier to get that roof replaced. Well, I told him there's places over here on One Plastics that, like, they put 2x2 concrete pads on the roof to protect it from the ice falling off the. And there's plastic that's laying out probably that far past it. It's all punched full of holes. There's evidence.
Yeah. Yeah. There's damage, so long story short,
plus
it could
be
covered.
All damaged out.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a lesson?
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, just cross your fingers.
So you're saying that the new roof at Enterprise Place is damaged? Is that the one you're talking about? The 30,000 square feet?
That's dented too, yes.
Dented. Does that mean it needs to be replaced?
Does it puts micro cracks in the paint structure and it'll eventually burst through.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, there's damage on the other one, the rubber, that might be able to get the whole thing done.
So is that insured? I mean,
they're going to look at it this afternoon, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. We've got a warranty on that, but obviously the warranty isn't going to cover hail damage. I don't know.
The insurance will.
Yeah, so the insurance is going
to
cover. I'm sure they would sort that all out, though.
But that could be a big blessing on both locations, all three, really.
Yeah.
And the insurance would come before your warranty, because the insurance will bring you back to where you were before, and your warranty should still stand.
And you think a roof gets dented? Own a greenhouse and see what it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Like someone shot mine with buckshot.
I know they'll give you a 12-month window to notify your insurance company if we haven't notified them.
Yeah, we started a claim.
It's waiting.
You can start a claim no matter what.
Okay. Who insured with those buildings?
I think you start a claim, because even if you don't have something, your claim just shuts and closes.
Yeah.
So you guys need to start a claim.
I know, I'm still getting phone calls from my own home.
Yeah, they're going to sit there all day anyway.
They told me on every property we own, just start the claims, and then we'll just close them if there's not damage, but get it going.
Was there any damage to the membrane?
When I first walked it, we had another company here. We had a nice coating of dust on the roof.
Yeah.
And it showed every one of those little marks.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see them, and you could feel the dents in the
So the foam
underneath it, yeah. But of course, you know, we got a lot of rain after that.
Yeah. It didn't damage the fabric.
Not that I could find.
Not that you could tell, I mean, obviously.
Yeah, if it hits hard enough, it will split, yeah. But I know by the size of some of the dents that we have in the AC units, there has to be some splits up there.
Particularly on glue joints, that's what's most vulnerable. Sort of split.
So talk about hail damage, do we have any of the trucks left outside that got hail damage?
We're lucky on that one.
Okay.
My car wasn't inside, but. $7,000.
All three of ours.
Any other questions for Dave?
No.
Yeah, just.
Thank you.
Yeah, just to let you know, Dave, I brought up the, all of the, the Rackley files. So Shelley has the whole box of them. That's the Rackley, right? Which really doesn't affect you, but it was three or four sets of drawings.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, again, those drawings are the ones I've had. You have the as-builts, you know, when we were done, MGM would have marked up the as-built. So all of these drawings, none of these drawings have all of that last detail. But if you need the drawings, I mean, there they are. I don't, sorry, don't need them, so there's about four sets of them.
One thing I can't find is the drawings for the solar. I know there had to be a complete set of prints for that.
Solar panel?
I have no idea where that would be.
No. This is all the new construction I'm talking about here.
Sure.
I'll tell you where they were. Where Rick's office was, there was a filing cabinet on the very end of the wing that faced out towards Shelley's desk.
Okay.
They were in, there was a two-drawer filing cabinet, and they were in there. That was probably 3-4 years ago. And I have no idea what happened to that filing cabinet.
Where were all those files brought? Well, you wouldn't know either.
Everything that, all the filing cabinets that we didn't bring with us, we cleaned out and, like, we didn't throw anything away.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in boxes or where they need to go. But
that's where they're at.
Was it a roll drawing? Like,
no, I think they were, folded up sheets, like a C-size drawing. They were folded.
They may be in the drawer over here then, over by the bathroom and the copier. I'll look.
Propane? Yeah.
We have forklift over at One Plastics.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, see you,
thanks,
Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Mr. Williams.
All righty. It's been a fun 2 weeks. just going to go over some, I have, once we go to executive, the falls within lease and some personnel issues, we'll talk about that. But I met with the county executive up in Erie on day two about whole homes and how to get that kick started, and it pretty much led to some results. We also think that he's pretty sure that there's going to be extension of money on this, that it's going to come also through the governor, and then also with on federal, because Fetterman has been pretty vocal about the whole home. So we see this going on for a while. So, which is good, because we did find out that once, say we fix up and it only goes to the 25,000, they can reapply next year. There's more work to be done in those homes exterior wise. So there is an opportunity for us to really jump in the game on this. And that meeting led to Jessica and Abby coming down last Friday to give us, to look at what Sue and Shelley have been doing with the application process, which I think Sue will go over. She'll be giving you what we need to do. So we've come to a point where they've given us step by step of what we need to have, and I think we're there, and it's led to, I'll let Sue explain that, because that's her success in my opinion. Of some things getting done, but also met with the mayor and the council about the positive, about using Phil for our inspections, and he was just here before we started the meeting. Went and looked at a couple properties. They're all in with having him be step by step on this so we can hold our construction crews in line with that code and everything's done so we're not going backwards and looking at that. Dave has done a super job at going out. He did 7 yesterday.
Yeah.
So we did, you know, so we're starting to dent the whole homes project because it is there for us for the taking, you know, and that there are some things done in the county. We're doing some Union City, we're doing some Waterford because that's our obligation. Obviously Corey is our pinpoint where we're doing, as they come up, we're getting them out there. So that's happening. I met with Fix Handyman Services as another contractor, and also on some inspections that Dave might not be able to get to, that's farther out in the county. That'd be on a fee, but we pretty much think in this first round, we're probably gonna, between Phil and Dave, not spend any extra money just to go do these. But they're available to do that, but it gave us another contractor. They work with the county, that's who Aaron sent me their name, so I met with them. And they also do the National Fuel Grant inspections. So they are very versed in that if we were need to do them, but they're also interested in being a contractor too on some of that stuff that's out there. We, you know, looking at stuff outside before, you know, we go into executive because there's a lot of carryover with leases and personnel stuff. We'll save that, but we do need to try to figure out a way on getting our bills and our checks in a timely fashion for Shelley. And I always liked on how Rick would take that stuff around and meet with you guys. And I'd be willing to do that. So if she has a stack of bills, I'll come out and let you know what's going on in between meetings, if that's good. And that also helps Shelley get that in a timely fashion. If that is good with you guys, I think it'd be good just to have that going around. But these guys are doing a great job.
Okay.
I mean, we're starting to make a dent in some things. So it's kind of fun in 2 weeks. We're making some headway. And that's what I was going to have, you know, Sue bring up to date and where we're at, and I can add on to that point. But it's been fun. We've done some plant tours. We've done some things, and I'm going to tell you on some leases and some open space. So we've had some excitement over the last week or so. It's been kind of fun.
Good to hear.
So, Sue, take it away and hold on.
Take it away.
You deserve to.
Okay.
Get a packet.
This is a packet which tells you where the income has to be for everybody. And then behind that is a list that we met with Jessica and everybody to give us a real detail on what we really have to do, because we just originally started, all of our instructions came from Erie, and they do Act 137 and all that, a bunch of other grants. So a lot of the instructions they gave me, I didn't have to be doing.
We're a time waster, so we kind
because
of
it didn't pertain to this program. Here is a sample of what we're doing. We can pass this around. This one is ready to go. We're just waiting. We send out approval letters today, and then it's ready for the contractors.
So that would be one property.
This
is one property.
This is one property. So this is really good. What Sue came up when we set. And it's also a checklist for me to go through. And Sue and I sit there and we check it off to make sure she has it. It goes right down through. But it's a pretty neat, Sue took this just how Erie was doing it, only just for whole homes.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a really good snapshot. It's amazing how much stuff we need just to get to the letter. And you have what, four letters went out today?
Yes,
right? Do you have software that does all this, or do you?
That comes from the state when we log into the SHPO, right?
Yeah, the SHPO.
Oh, what all that is?
No, that's, I have to collect pay stubs from everybody.
So you've got just a spreadsheet?
Yes.
Is that what that is?
Well, that's their, no, that's their pay checks there.
I see.
And then I have a income paper that I have filled out, and then I go onto the HUB website to see if they're qualified. That will tell us if they are or aren't.
Yeah.
That gets us off the hook of them coming back and saying we were judgmental.
Yeah.
because they either make it or they don't by those guidelines that are on there.
Which just changed, the income guidelines
yes.
just changed.
Today.
So we
today.
Have a couple.
This is gross
yeah,
income for
we have a couple that are,
correct.
We have to
yes.
go back and look at again.
Yeah.
So we haven't DQ'd anybody yet
yeah.
Because we really didn't know
where we were.
Mm-hmm. And you know, there's tier two, which we've saved. There's, you know, we really want to go back out and market tier one again. The county executive and I are, along with Jessica Rand and the county people, are going to have a press conference to reintroduce this again, to say that this is out there. A press conference not only for homeowners, but contractors. We just think we don't have this out in front enough, and we want to really start pushing this more on, you know, it's available.
The money's there.
So we're going to start doing that in a more concentrated effort.
I want to just commend you guys, because that's a lot to talk a homeowner through. And you guys have found the niche, apparently, if you're already went to
And 95% of it's been Sue. She has been absolutely amazing with this.
Her whole focus.
But this just goes to show you how much work needs to go into it.
Each
how much,
one,
yeah, before you could even send it out to bid. Like, that doesn't even include the last half of you know, the stuff needed.
But
so,
since the whole homes and then coming down and having the meeting, that enabled us to get the 7 inspections out yesterday.
Right, yes.
So these are going to come in like a grand fashion as we go. 4 letters go out, another 7
take
will go out.
Take me through. So if it's finally approved, what happens then, and how fast do you think then?
So the next step is I had to send the approval or acknowledgement that they have been approved.
Okay.
We'll give them a couple days to receive that, and then we'll have to start the bidding prod. Or,
well,
no, we have to have an
interview.
Intake interview.
So
that means
interview.
We have to bring the homeowners in.
Yeah.
And then I'll have to have a sheet, like they have to sign a paper that verifies their social security number and that all the information they gave me on their income is correct.
Then it goes open for bids, and that's what I had Phil here today.
Correct.
Before the meeting.
But then once that's done, it can go to...
But what has to happen is
no.
you have to walk them around the contractors that want to bid.
Oh, right.
And there has
to
be
walk
three.
Them around, and it has to be three, but we set the parameters so they can't use, you know, junky siding. It has to fit at least a medium grade,
yeah.
But it also had, more importantly, has to fit city code. So that's why
mm-hmm.
Phil's involved at that point. We'll do the walk around with the contractors, then they'll bid, and then from that point, then we accept the bid, and then it has a meeting.
And
again.
Then there's again. Contracts for that.
Yeah,
and
there's a contract
yes.
that needs to be signed with the homeowner. We'll
and
probably
the contractor.
Do that at site with the contractor. Then it has 120 days,
so
and then we go.
Give me
but
an estimate of what
close.
You think it'll take for our first win. Over 60 days away, 90 days away.
Oh, I think we're.
I would say within the 60.
Easily
okay.
within the 60.
The problem is going to be if a contractor already has work up until a certain point.
Sure.
That's going to be the issue.
But the holder is we're trying to cluster these. Like the first set of letters went out. We had two on Franklin Street. One from the original walkthrough for the mayor to make him happy, and then there's one right across the street. So if you're bidding on those, and these are pretty much weak projects. You could be doing two at the same time. So once we get this going, and they know they only have X amount of days to do this.
They'd probably rather bid on two or three on the same page.
On the same page, correct.
Okay.
So we have that there. And a lot of them are weak projects. Of the four that went out, there's no extensive time. I mean, probably the one that needs repointed and sealed on the outside, that's probably going to be the longest one. But, you know, other than that, it's just a matter of checking these boxes.
Right.
But the delay, a lot of the delay was that the county really couldn't establish that. We kind of forced their hand with the county executive meeting, and then they came down, and then everything was great. And when we had the county meeting afterwards, they were singing our praises about how Sue really has gotten the stuff going. And we see this going, like I said,
yeah.
7 inspections. Those will come back. Dave will take the pictures. He'll do his recommendations for the work to be done. Then she puts them into the state system. Then that comes out. Then we can send the letters. And then so there'll be 7 more that will be in the hopper.
So I'm going to send you down to the border in Mexico.
Yeah. But that's pretty detailed. Done a super job at doing these. But Sue's focus, right now Sue is what? Whole homes coordinator.
Yeah.
That's what she's... Really concentrated on
project
coordinator,
just in case.
Who actually does the approval
of
That's the application.
Bob and I.
Erie will just,
you can do that internally.
Yeah, Erie will just audit if they want to, or randomly audit.
Yeah, they'll randomly audit, and then we have all that's on there, so we can, once we get that in there, we control, and we have like that go team. That's why it's important to have the city involved in this, because nothing we do shouldn't be, it should be all above city code, because that's what we're trying to improve. Mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to improve, right? So this will get us, this will set that relationship up with the city.
And we have the documentation to prove that they actually do qualify under the guidelines. So it's not, you know, just them saying, oh, I like this person, or, you know, there are specific guidelines, and we have the documentation.
Because it comes out, when she enters that into the system, it comes out like, okay, yeah, it's in a floodplain, but that's okay. But, you know, if it's historic, it has to ship that out. It has to say what you have to replace with that. It's a historic building. So that the state regulates all that. But the key is the income.
Right, yes.
That's the key thing, and it did go up. So
yeah, I think this is a generous.
You know, so we should be able to, you know, to go back then. But people need to know, we need to promote this. And that's why
I want the first win, that people can start seeing.
That's what we think, too.
That's what we're saying.
Yep, that's what we think, too.
We ask for signs as well.
Yes.
If they'll let us put signs in, but the county's going to pay for that.
Oh, nice.
But we are each, for foreseeable future, everyone we do throughout the county is going to be a photo with the county executive. Myself and our team saying this is another win for this.
Yes.
This is what it's going
to
be.
We should add that to the intake interview.
Yeah. Oh, the question about having the sign? Yeah, that's true.
The sign and permission to take the photo.
Yeah. But, you know, most people, when you're going to give that the money, and the other thing is going back to Paul's question about approving, is that we're not going to approve anything that comes in at 24.5. We set the stage at below 20, because they are allowed to go through there. If Phil comes through and inspects, hey, you guys missed this, we have to have room to add.
Right.
So.
Or if they start, working on the project, and they find something else that was unexpected, then we have a little wiggle room as to.
And the spin has to be that these people are awarded something, not that we're helping.
Correct.
They've been awarded, and the great news is, if we find a house, that a lot of our houses are, we might need 50.
Come back again.
We prioritize the most need, and we go back again the next year and reapply the money. That's why I'm meeting with the county execs saying, and what's the streamline going to be? It's already up to 3, really, when you take a look at it. So.
And it's calendar year too, so
year.
They could have work done in
November,
December. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Exactly. So
we line that stuff
money's
up,
there,
so.
Use it.
Yep.
So that's where that is, but good.
So when you get all that signed up and you have an approved bid from the contractor, do we have a timeline that they need to start and complete work?
It's like they have...
From the time the sign...
120 days, right?
120 days from the time they started the process. I think that includes the bidding process. So it tightens the window up.
So the contractor needs to start and complete?
Yep.
That's smart.
Yeah, so, and that's good, because that's why they want to pull that in there. And, they want some wins.
It's
just a matter of really concentrating.
And what's the penalty for the...
They don't get paid.
Okay, cool.
Well, the worst case scenario, somebody comes in and...
There is a monetary thing per day. I'd have to look at
the contract
to see, but yes, there is a monetary...
Liquidated damages. They're covered up in work and they can't start and complete it.
It can't be more than 10% of their original bid.
The fine.
Yes.
Penalty for being late.
No, they're changing.
They're
changing.
Change order.
Yeah, so they can't come in and lowball it and then
say,
if they
don't show up and do the work. There's penalties.
Yeah, there are daily penalties for that as well. Sorry.
No, it's okay. To clarify, if a guy came in and got 7 of the 7 because he was the lowest, worst case scenario, he would not start and complete in the time frame specified. Is there a penalty to the contractor?
Yes.
There is a penalty. We have to look.
It's
that
a daily
up.
Monetary value.
Up to you.
Fine.
Each day it goes over that initial.
And then my question would be, is there a time you can tell him you lost this?
Well, if he's covered up in work and had bid low, he's probably going to say, you know what?
I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
That's a good
and
point.
Then would that scratch them or preclude them from further bids?
Yeah, because we control it.
Or if your time frame runs out of skew with what the parameters are, you're unable to bid on anything.
Yeah, you have to say, what, are they a responsible bidder after that?
Responsible bidder.
Just be working with contractors.
Things happen.
Yeah, they do happen. And Dave's right. I mean, if this keeps exploding like we have with this on there, we're going to run into problems because of the contractors and the scope of the work of their other jobs. That, you know, they're going to have to be included, so we really have to be.
I think you're going to find your players. The contractors are going to be your good players and help with this program, hopefully. But I agree with Dave.
We're going to have to keep that
on. I've been waiting for a kitchen install for 6 months for an apartment.
Yeah, that, I mean,
6 months.
Everything you're talking about is contractor related. They're all late.
Yeah.
They always find something after they get started.
Oh, right.
But the good news on that point is they can't go over 10% of the original bid. You know, so they can't lowball it on purpose. But if we happen to find something, we can put that change order in. Mm-hmm.
Anything else you have
as
for executive?
Do you have any more on hold?
So, how many of these do we have?
I have 37 that I'm working on.
37.
And then I have a bunch.
That's all the area.
Yes.
That's everybody. How many in Corey?
How many in Corey?
Just curious.
Almost 10, wasn't it?
10?
9 or 10.
16.
Ooh, 16. More.
Perfect.
Presentation's excellent.
Thank
you. Folders. Yeah, I mean,
on top of every detail.
There's a lot of work to these things,
yeah.
But we're just, when we come in, that's what we're doing.
We rewrite it a million times until we feel like, okay, this I feel like if it's audited, we'll be
felt really good when they came down
because
we had more than what they were asking.
They're going to pick that up and see the level of organization and say, you're good.
They're not going to question much,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then with Bob on board, knowing that I put this together, and then we sit down and he signs every page where documents need to be, I think that'll
be good. We feel pretty good that double check that we have it on there, you know, is good. But yeah, hats off. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, a lot of work.
Just, it was good that they kind of shrunk it down, so now we get, you know. And it was evident. I
can't really even answer anybody how long it takes me because I've had to redo it so many times because rules, like we go to one meeting and then we go to another one and they're like, oh no, you don't have to do that now. Okay.
Hopefully
the rules change every time. It's leveled out now. Yeah. So hopefully the next application I get, I can kind of give you a time frame of how long each one will take from start.
That's our idea. We want a time frame of
how much,
you know, step one, step two, step three, step four, what that is, because that's going to dictate on the contractor side too.
Correct.
Is that we have to have all that in there.
That's neat.
You know, but good stuff.
Yep.
Good, real good stuff.
Okay. Any unfinished business? I don't think so. Board officers. I guess it's time for us to figure out board officers. And we're going to have to add somebody. We're losing Bob, and we're going to try to get a hold of Scott Bailey from Associated. He'd bring a nice manufacturing side.
That's one that the mayor picked. So.
And so if it makes the city happy, makes us happy.
Sure.
That would be a good one.
He would be a good addition.
I think so.
So it'll be two new members?
Right,
it'll be now.
That was a smile.
I'm hoping you'll stick just a little longer and let Bob give Bob some time to show us what he can do.
That'd be great if you could.
I don't want to throw two new board members at him at a time, and you've been here, you know stuff. I would just love if you'd stick it out for a little longer.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
Having said that, let me throw another name out there
that
might. Brian Ice. He's the pastor of St. Paul's Lutheran Church. He likes to get involved into community things.
Okay.
Whether he'd want to go out that far on the political side of it, I don't know. He's already a member of
CBA. I've been on a lot of boards with Brian and Lincoln. Okay, we'll talk to a few people, see what interest we have.
What's the city doing on that? Taking recommendations from us, or they just been on their own?
This one was a recommendation that the mayor had back on the
old board
a few months ago.
What's his name?
Scott Bailey.
Bailey, okay.
He's the regional sales manager for
Associated. So we'll look into both of those, see if anybody has interest, and go from there.
Very frugal. Anybody know Scott?
Very, very, very frugal. But that's okay. You always got to have that guy that's
very frugal. And understands the housing aspect too.
What does that look like? Do you reach out to him?
Christy is.
Do you reach out to him, please?
Yep. I let him know that she would be.
Cool. Well,
the mayor's already talked to him.
I was asking.
He was interested. So now it's just a matter of tying that together.
Okay, how do we do this, board officers?
Well, you're temporary right now, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody make. I think you can either do a slate or you can do one at a time.
I nominate Christy.
Could you at least like get a pair of pom poms and rah rah for me or anything? Or
are there any? And just say any other nominations for chair. If not.
I second and make motion.
I'm not going to fight this. I'm not going to get anywhere. Dear Lord, you paused him.
You can either by acclamation, since there's no other. I'd take a vote on it.
Yeah, I'd take a vote on it.
Aye.
Aye.
Sustained.
Any of advice?
Yes, we need advice. Does anybody, anybody want to before you start?
Who's the secretary treasurer now? You? You want to stay there?
Would you do vice?
I'll do vice.
Okay. Perfect. I nominate. He seconds.
Second.
Bob, you stay on for a while? That was my prayer last night.
Take a vote.
Yeah, take a vote.
Aye.
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 That's on Dave, then.
Take a vote.
It's Dave.
Dave.
Oh. As treasurer, is there a slash secretary treasurer?
Yeah, secretary treasurer.
We shouldn't have to if he's already on, should we?
Aye.
If that's already his position.
I think you're doing
this
later.
Still?
All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, everybody. I don't. I think. and then we're going to go to executive session for the reason of property.
I want.